Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the on-time experts as well. We're going commercial free to the top from here. G-Bag today is coming up in 5 minutes. The Mavs are now the favorites to land LeBron James again. This is per Bovada official. Mavs at plus 125 with the Heat at 500, the Cavs at 550, the Warriors 600, and the Knicks at plus 800. I think the only thing holding him back is LeBron, you know, just deciding maybe this is my last year and it'd be easiest to play this out in L.A. where Bryce James is still a high school player and we made L.A. the home. And then how do you trade him? You know, if you're the Lakers, like how do you get something for him worth $50 million of player? You know,
especially with the line that they're apparently drawing in the sand, according to plenty of reports, where they don't want to take on any money that goes beyond this season. They only want to take on expiring contracts because they're clearly setting up for next summer and the summer after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
because they're not getting offers of players that they'd be excited about.
Right. Right. Yeah. So if that's going to be the case, then that makes it very difficult. And from what I've seen, the Clippers and the Heat are the only two teams that could put enough money together
that's expiring
to make it
next
work
year.
That are also expiring.
Yeah.
So it just seems very, very impossible
because you're trading for a rental.
Yeah, you're just trading for a one-year thing.
I can't give up anything of interest. And for the Lakers, I think there's value in having LeBron on our team. You know, and if we can get Bradley Beal, the fans are going to get excited. ESPN's going to be talking about us constantly like we're real contenders. And even though that's not true, you know, they can at least have an engagement-rich season, a season of excitement. And that might be enough for them to say, no, we'd rather hang on to LeBron. We absolutely don't want to buy him out. Like, what's the value there for us? But if I'm the Mavs, this is my top priority right now. Like, if we are going to make this happen in 2025, 2026, LeBron's the easiest path to that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess if you're of the mind that this is going to be a contending Mavericks season, then I can understand why you would feel the way of trying to get LeBron here. I am out on the idea that this team is actually going to be contending. So I'm not trying to punt on guys like PJ Washington or Daniel Gafford to go and get a one-year rental of an aging, now showing plenty of times that he gets injured. So you're having another old injured guy, plus Anthony Davis, plus Derek Lively, plus Kyrie, who's a question mark. It's like, from my vantage point, it feels delusional to do anything that is mortgaging future to win this season, because I just do not see it at all. So I cannot get on board with LeBron James.
I mean, 25-8-8?
Yeah. 25-8-8 dealing with injuries on an injury-laden team? Like, I'm not buying the health of this team. If this team was, if you gave me the magic health elixir, then I could get on board with this team could do something. On paper, you're deep. You have good players. When they play and this whole thing is healthy, it can look really nice. But there is no way that I am going to mortgage the future of PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford.
I don't bet
that this team is going to be healthy and contending.
I wouldn't bet on Kyrie and AD being healthy next year. I think LeBron plus Klay Thompson, Flag, PJ Washington, Gafford, Lively, that's enough. We could be the two seed in the West with that group. We don't even need Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. That's how good their centers, PJ Washington, Cooper Flag, Najee Marshall could be. I just need LeBron to be a point guard, you know, 30 minutes a night. And we know he can score. So
yeah.
I think Nico probably more agrees with me.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why I think it's realistic. They still haven't brought in another ball handler. He thinks he's going to win the championship this year. I guess I'm reading all the tea leaves of a Phil Handy coming over. Like, why would you chase off Sweeney and Jared Dudley, who are two of the most celebrated assistant coaches in the game right now, to bring in guys that LeBron has worked with in the past? And why would you have not gone and get another creator for the perimeter if you're seriously thinking about winning the championship this year? And to me, it just makes sense that they would believe they are getting LeBron. Like, the way they're acting right now isn't hoping to get LeBron. It's like, this is our plan. We're getting LeBron this summer.
Yeah, they've insulated it in a way. You mentioned it with the coaching staff. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to feel like LeBron would want to be here.
Yeah.
And that they're conducting themselves like they want LeBron. So I'm not ruling it out on their end, but just from your end, you're out. Yeah, my opinion would just be that would be a total mistake.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Ellie Live coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Send Lucius some love on social, would you? He'll be out all week long. Hopefully he's making the most of it, having a great vacay and all that. Ellie Live's coming up in 10. Let's do the G-Bag of the day. Here's your guy, Jacob Ray.
All right. It is G-Bag of the day from Tuesday, July 15th. My name's Jacob Ray. I'm filling in for Lucius just for the week. So if you find anything floating out there, send it to me on Instagram and Twitter. It is Jacob Ray. Last name spelled R-E-G-H. Let's get it started with the champ, Derek Lewis.
That's what I'm talking about.
Interview. No, Broadus, we still wish it was you, kind of. Derek Lewis, post-fight interview, talking about who he wants next.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Fine ass.
I mean, he said, I've been gone 2 weeks, like he's been gone for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like he left on a whaling expedition. And
yeah.
1902, and it had to go around Norway and Japan before making his way back home. You know how that feeling is, though, when you miss the soft touch of a woman, as he did, and for that passion, he is your G-Bag of the Day champion. One time looking for five. Okay, who's challenging today, Jacob?
All right, so this clip went viral. I don't know if you guys have seen Conor McGregor was catching some flack on Twitter for some images.
Oh yeah,
that went viral. Here's Chael Sonnen talking about
Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen, yeah, that's okay. That's who. Talking about how obsessed he is with McGregor's dong.
Ooh. I can't quit staring at Conor's dick. I can't stop. I sent Conor's dick to my partner, Ryan, who opened it on his computer right as his wife was coming in the background. And then we have to explain what's happening here. But I can't stop looking. I've stared at this dick for the last 2 hours. He attached a weight to his mini-me.
He did.
And you got a crooked penile function with a makeshift weight on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot for me to accept.
It's pretty like pierced or something.
Well, so all I know is he sent unsolicited naked photos, full frontal of himself to a singer, Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks, yep.
And then she outed him on the internet, but I didn't actually. I only saw like doctored up, like covered ones. I didn't know she posted it just full fledged like that.
Yeah, it's out there.
And he tied a weight to it.
He said weightlifting in the DM to her.
Oh, okay.
And he has like a little, you know, a
pendulum
penis weight
pendulum.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That is
towards the tip area.
The C in Conor McGregor stands for CTE. Okay. Let's just acknowledge
that. Or cocaine.
Cocaine CTE. Yeah. Because he's got the C in Conor and the C in McGregor. So it's cocaine CTE. That particular combo there has you sending that is unreal.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a great sound there from Sun, and that's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I doubt Azealia Banks is the only one that's received these.
Now, why do you think Chael Sonnen or Sonnen couldn't stop looking at it?
I mean, it's quite jarring.
Okay.
What's so jarring about it? I kept seeing like crooked things. Like people were talking about crooked nature.
There's a little upward curve.
Upward?
Yeah.
Wow, it's defying gravity.
Fully,
he's totally aroused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's excited.
All right. Well. And why do you think she outed him? Just because he was so creepy?
Yeah, because it seems like it was totally out of left field. I don't know that it was much. Like it's not like they're dating or something.
Yeah, he might have been talking to himself in the DMs for a little bit. I mean, there's and on Toxic Tuesday, Connor's out and about doing this stuff. You know, there's pictures of him kissing up with some girl on the beach. His birthday was yesterday.
He's engaged to somebody
else. His fiance they have four children together, Dee Devlin. She does not seem to care. Maybe they have an open relationship. Who are we to judge
how people money do in
their private
in.
Life? But yeah, money changes. It's just a shame. It's an absolute shame what's happened to Conor McGregor.
I think that's maybe why women don't chase the guys with money, because they know that some sort of a indecent proposal is on the other side.
Yeah, like the Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah.
Just the first one that came to mind.
Who else is challenging here, Jacob?
People right, so want this you to was, really paint the picture, though. Well, Jim, can you paint the picture?
I think that's kind of the... You can do your own Googles.
It's like a Titanic thing? You paint a picture of it? Or
there's an iceberg.
About? Okay, all right. All right, so this was last night, the Home Run Derby. Pat McAfee had maybe one of the best introductions I've seen of a player. Check it out.
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
History of the sport with the fattest ass in all of professional sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper Cal.
That's good, man. This guy, I think, he's a man of many talents.
That's good.
Who knew that punning was like the fifth best thing that he did?
Mm. Yeah.
This guy's an MC.
He is, dude. He's a total showman. I think what he did at that Pacers game, that impromptu between quarters when they just handed him the mic and he goes like on a 60-second rant calling out the celebrity Knicks fans in the building and just getting the people hyped. I love that. We'll read some of the tweets that he received when we go hodgepodge in about an hour of people just totally hating him.
I mean, we've got some toxic audio we can get you from the All-Star Game in LA Live if you'd like.
Okay, that sounds fun.
With Pat McAfee.
Hell of an intro, though.
Yeah,
I think, you know, that the ask there is just, hey, Pat, could you come here and do your thing? Here's like $50,000, right? How much do you think he makes for that? That sounds like about $250,000 worth of work, which what he did last night, being at a big event like the MLB All-Star Game. And I have a feeling because he's so good at it, these are going viral. We're going to see a lot more of that in the next couple of years. Maybe the next 5 years or so till you're tired of it. Who else is challenging, Jacob?
All right, I've got one more. This guy thought it would be a good idea to try paragliding along a river. And for some reason, I guess, didn't see the power line he was driving after. And you can hear him hit it.
Whoa! Oh no! Oh, jeez! So what happened after that? Was he in the process of falling?
He fell into the river. That was where it cut off. It just cut to them rescuing him with a fire truck.
We're looking for the black box.
Oh goodness!
Yeah.
So is McGregor.
Mm-hmm. It's another thing about flying into Austin on Saturday. It's still traumatized by it. You come in right over some power lines. What would happen if a plane hit the power lines? Is that going nose forward? Do you think you're just pulling all those up and it breaks? What happens if a plane hits a power line? I don't know.
Well, it depends on the size of the plane.
For sure.
You know, I mean, like we've seen, like when you go by hospitals, they have those up on the power lines. Yeah. They have those like orange balls. Mm-hmm. And that's to show where the lines are so the helicopters don't fly into that area and stuff like that. But yeah, you hit a power line, it's on with a plane, it's
done for.
Done for, yeah.
Yeah, just add to my list of anxieties. I was quite curious. Piqued my interest to see the power line so close to as you're coming down. Like, you know, and is that an automatic? Does autopilot have that, or do you have to have the full focus of the pilot and co-pilot in order to avoid that? Just it's crazy what's going on in my head right now. I don't even want to go to Oxnard. Mm. You know, I've been thinking about driving, but I know it's a solid 2 day drive.
I drove to New Orleans that time.
Yeah. About 20 hours, maybe 24 hours. Oxnard,
yeah, I actually did this because I coming out of here today, yesterday, I looked up the Western Sizzler, and it was 20 hours and 49 minutes away from here.
Here we go.
So I was just trying to find where
worth it. Two 10-hour days. Yeah. You know, better than 2.5 hours in an airplane? Could be. Okay, it's time to vote, though. Is it Derek Lewis, our champ, has been gone for 2 weeks? Is it Conor McGregor's Chael Sonnen reaction? Pat McAfee intros or paragliding over a river? I'll go with Pat McAfee, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ.
Jacob?
I go with Chael Sonnen's obsession with Conor McGregor's meat.
Wolchuk?
Meat watchers.
Brad?
Pat McAfee.
Okay, we're tied at 2. Jump on to @GBagNation. That is our Twitter account. I'm gonna try to get a Insta pull up here as we throw it to LA Live and a Toxic Tuesday here on The Fan.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
And LA Live here on a Toxic Tuesday, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction, Chief. Isn't that right?
That's right. Shout out to Greystone-Roofing.com. Best in the business. The Vinings, family-owned business. And I'll tell you what, if you need a new roof, there's no one else I would call.
They got you.
They are the goats. And Wolchuk, what do you have here for us on a Toxic Tuesday?
All right, you want to start with Pat McAfee since we were just discussing him. Let's get to the All-Star game. They had to do a little Q&A with the media. McAfee was hosting this. Dave Roberts is in attendance, obviously, Dodgers NL manager. This is a two-parter here, Jacob. We'll start with cut 6. This is the first part.
The All-Star game was moved out of Atlanta.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 21, because of a law that former President Biden described as Jim Crow in the 21st century, and it was framed as a protest. Dave, in the 2021 MLB Network special on Stop Asian Hate, you said, and I quote, "I think it's just being relentless with our voices. This is not something that's just an isolated moment in time that we're talking about. It's something that needs to be talked about on an ongoing basis and be relentless with it." What happened to being relentless with it, and why are we still in Atlanta when this is on books?
You'll sum that up for me?
I know it was hard to understand. We were actually talking about that. Can you re-say what you said there?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dave Rott, can you kind of sum up what you... So here's part two. We go back to it. And you tell me, you think Pat McAfee handled this well?
Why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
I believe the question was a political question about laws that are on the books and everything like that. And the All-Star game was taken out, now it's brought back. Interesting. I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that, but respect and appreciate the way you feel about it. And I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star game. And I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta. I think. I don't want to speak out of pocket for anybody, but I do believe with everything else you're talking about, I don't know if Dave is a lobbyist or Paul is a lobbyist or Tarek or Coach Boone. I think they would be great at it if they decided to be as such. But I think she was talking to you. I don't know if you have, I think so. I believe it was, once again, it was hard to hear. But do you have any thoughts on Atlanta hosting the All-Star game whenever there was obviously some conversations in the past, I believe, right?
Yeah. I think he crushed this.
He really...
I think he did a great job of taking like kind of a weird situation there, probably not expecting it, and handling it well.
Yeah, price just went up. He's probably looking over there at the ESPN bosses like, yeah, that's going to be an extra $50K. Yeah, I was not expecting...
I didn't think we're getting political here.
...have to handle something like this. That person, by the way, was wearing a mask when asking the question.
Okay.
So just to paint the picture of what we are dealing with here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, time and place. You think Dave Roberts and Pat McAfee are the people to talk about this with?
Well, I mean, Dave did, I guess, issue that statement, which who knows if he wrote it. Probably not. Probably PR. So I kind of get why she asked it. But yeah, time and place. I don't know if that was the
right time. Had McAfee taken a stand? Like, I'm not going to go here or there because you're anti-this or anti-that.
No, I don't think it had anything about Pat. It was directly related to the quote that Dave Roberts had.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of things are a potential entanglement. And with such a big society that we have and two distinct ways of looking at anything that could come up, I think we just have to be totally okay with people that decide to go full Michael Jordan, you know, and he famously said Republicans buy shoes too, right? So I think you can have your political thoughts, but once you decide to participate in the economy, like, you know, I and people choose. Like, some people want to stand on the principle of this. I don't care how much money this costs me, I'm standing on this. You know, but I don't think you should insist that everybody else does that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you look at all kinds of crazy things like the diamond industry. Oh, I can't believe you support that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You know, so how could you support Google or Facebook? They're monitoring people and trying to monetize your own data against you. You should cancel them. It's never ending, like anything, literally. How do you wear Adidas? Do you know the guy that owned Adidas was a Nazi in Germany?
No.
How do you wear Adidas, man? Right. How do you wear Nike? Do you know that they use sweatshop labor in Asia? How dare you do that? And it could be any industry you can find something on, especially in this country where there is a lot of wicked capitalism that has taken place.
It gets wild. What do you guys think about the paranormal? You ever go down those rabbit holes?
Never
love
do.
It.
Never
love
do. Yeah, I don't. Huh? Yeah.
I think you'd get into it, Brian. Jacob, you're a paranormal guy.
I haven't dabbled yet, but
it's crazy.
I followed some rabbit holes for sure.
You give off the paranormal.
I thought so,
too. Really?
Yeah, like you have one of those faces, don't you agree?
Like The Conjuring is his favorite movie.
Yeah, you love The Conjuring.
I've seen all four of them. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, though.
Well, the first one's definitely the scariest movie I've ever seen.
First one's definitely the scariest.
See, that's why I don't do it. I'm terrified of like horror movies and stuff like that. I don't ever.
I'm with you on that, bro.
I just don't.
How many of our listeners have seen the film Annabelle? Jacob, I know you have.
Oh, absolutely have.
Yep. There he goes. Paranormal guy. Well, paranormal investigator on his creepy haunted Annabelle doll tour in the haunted battlefield town of Gettysburg has died completely out of the blue. We don't know why.
Oh, no.
Dan Rivera, 54 years old, was in Pennsylvania for his Devils on the Run tour, hauling the infamous Annabelle doll across the country when firefighters and medics rushed to his hotel Sunday night. Adams County Dispatch logs reveal a call for CPR in progress on a man matching Rivera's age. Rivera's death was confirmed by the New England Society for Psychic Research, where he was the lead investigator. His exact cause of death remains unclear. Rivera, who was a fixture in the paranormal world, had built a serious reputation of ghost hunting, credibility, and social media following of the superstitions that were tied to the Annabelle haunted house. And I guess this Annabelle doll, I think, killed him, guys. There's no other way to explain it. This thing's real.
The Annabelle doll got him.
And the Annabelle doll got him.
Yeah, I don't
tell me it's not true. It's damn true, Gavin. The Annabelle doll did it. I believe it.
I mean, I would love to believe it. You know, I've never seen any evidence.
The doll's possessed. I mean, you got to keep it inside an enclosed deal that has, I mean, you've got crosses on every single side of it. Mm-hmm. I think you've got holy water that's built into the structure that keeps it captive.
Never heard about this.
And once you unleash the Annabelle doll, just expect death.
It's a doll.
It's like Chucky.
It's a doll.
It's coming out.
It is a doll.
But it's a demonically possessed doll.
It is
doll.
A demonic, yes, possessed evil doll.
I definitely would not be messing around with this thing, you know? Like, I don't know how much I believe in its ability, but I'm not going to tempt the fate, because even if there's a 0.5% chance.
So if you're holding it, you die? That kind of thing?
Some bad things are going to happen to you.
Yeah, I believe that about crutches. You ever take somebody's crutches and, like, use them? No. Your ankle's going to snap. Oh, seen it happen.
Karma.
Seen it a lot of times, believe it or not.
Where people are just goofing crutches?
Don't goof with, like, medical equipment. Like, don't, like, crutch around when somebody's... You're going to get hurt. I've seen it. Like, I crutch around
and find out?
Yeah. Like, my dad walks with a cane. I, like, hand it to him like it's... Like, I don't even put it on the ground. I just hand it, you know. I'm afraid something's going to happen.
It's weird, man. There's... I don't know. Like, I don't know that I've never...
Do you believe in this stuff?
I don't not believe in the ghosts and stuff like that, but there is something about this Annabelle doll, man,
I thought there were ghosts at Lambeau Field when I would, like, at night, like, when I was going home, I would go out the middle of... I'd walk out on the field. There would be, like, just a little bit of light on the stadium before a game the next day.
Yeah.
And I felt like that. I felt the presence of things around me.
Sure.
But, it was always kind of a... You know, maybe it's snowing real lightly or cold and it's real quiet or still.
Yeah.
But I always kind of felt that there was either crowd or something on the field when I stood on the field.
You know, I think if something like massive happens, like something emotional, historic, terrifying, it changes the energy of a space. Yeah. And there at Lambeau, obviously, 80,000 people getting,
It was crazy. And I, because I'm not a big ghost believer and all that stuff. And I'm not slamming people that do. But that was the only time that I ever felt like I was in a church like that one time where I felt like the presence of people, you know, that when I'm sitting in there by myself.
I mean, there's so many mysteries of the universe.
Sure.
And we do know there's alternate dimensions of reality that things could exist in or be trapped in. We just can't sense it with our eyes and our, you know, our earthly senses. So I'm open-minded to it. I don't think I've ever seen any evidence of an actual ghost being there.
I don't think I have either.
And we know how powerful magicians are. Like, they can create these illusions that are insane.
You gotta wonder.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder about that.
Okay, it is a Toxic Tuesday, though. And speaking of mysterious death, we go to a 1992 first-round pick of the Twins, Daniel Serafini.
Oh,
you guys see this story?
Crazy, bro.
This is bizarre.
Convicted yesterday of first-degree murder in the 2021 shooting death of Robert Gary Spore, age 70. Jury found him guilty of attempted murder of Spore's wife, Wendy Wood, and first-degree burglary. That was his father-in-law, and I guess his father-in-law's wife. According to evidence presented at trial, Serafina entered the home June 5th, 21. Security footage captured a hooded figure arriving 3 hours before anyone called 911.
Mm.
So he broke in while they were out and waited for him, secretly waiting inside the house. Now, here's where he took a .22 caliber gun, and I don't think that's your best weapon of destruction, but maybe that's all that he, I mean, he, I, there's people that have been shot in the head with a .22, and they're like, oh, man, I got a headache.
That's wild.
But anyway, this is sad. Two young children, ages 3 years and 8 months, were in the home during the shooting. Case centered around a $1.3 million dispute over a ranch renovation project. Text messages revealing Serafini had written, "I'm going to kill them one day," and a message mentioning $21,000, according to ABC News. The victims had given $90,000 to Serafina's wife the day of the shootings. So he's getting money from in-laws and he's still killing them? Weird. Serafina's baseball career included playing for six different teams after being drafted by the Twins in 1992. I did double check. No Texas Rangers history in there, but that's tough. What would you imagine is the amount of money that could be involved where someone might come after you?
Yeah, I'm looking at this. They're saying the prosecutor said the fatal incident involved a $1.3 million ranch renovation project. So the renovation project in total, $1.3 million. Guess there's random.
So did they owed him for that?
That's the way it reads to me, is that he feels like,
I did all this work for you to renovate this place and you haven't paid me in full.
I mean, initially when you asked the question, I thought $1 million, right? I mean, maybe some people, they do it for less, like half a mil.
Yeah.
But it's got to be seven figures to like want to kill somebody.
Yeah, I can't imagine any amount of money where I'm going to go kill somebody. That's for sure. But I think once I've stiffed somebody for around $25,000, I might catch one.
No, I totally agree. I think it's somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000. I think there's people out there that will hey, give me $20,000. And but you know, if you watch like The Jackal, you know, that show, like he was making, you know, millions of dollars on the assassination set. But I bet there are people out there that would do it for between, you know, maybe $20,000.
You
know,
you got to send a message. Yeah.
You do, you know, in those kind of situations, organized crime situations, it could be much less just because you're, you know, patrolling what you need to patrol and you feel like you got things under control. Nobody's going to talk about it. Okay, summer travel news. How are your summer travel plans going? Not very good if you happened to be in St. Louis yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What was going on there at the Lindbergh Airport?
50,000 people from a convention all showed up to leave at once. Right, they had buses from the Seventh-day Adventist convention saying, okay,
they dropped them off.
We're going to get everybody to go to the airport now.
They didn't stagger them.
If you don't want to get a separate taxi or Uber, just go ahead and get one of these buses. So 50,000 people showed up at once. It took 3.5 hours for people to get through security and lots of people just missing flights as they were unable to get to it. I imagine you'd be feeling very toxic. You ever been in one of those situations? And can you bite your tongue? Have you ever walked by one of those gates and you see people freaking out and you think, I would never be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the next time you fly, you feel yourself like teetering on that line. I just need to stand up and tell somebody to bleep off.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. It can really bring it out of you.
Think of the girls.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to try and keep your cool, but it can be very, very difficult. Something like that is just,
let's say this.
It's so mad. I mean,
it was going outside.
Yeah. Like, yep. That's terrible. What type of incompetence are we dealing with?
Well, let me say this. What I've learned over the years, when people are losing their mind, go the opposite route. Be overly kind to the people.
Can get you a favor.
I've got on more flights because somebody trying to help me because
you were just nice.
You just be super nice. Like, listen, I know you're going through a terrible thing right now, and I'm really sorry about this. You know, I'm just trying to get home, you know, and I've got this and that. But you kind of kill them with kindness a little bit.
Yeah.
It goes a long way because they start looking for options for you. But if you're just there screaming at somebody.
Yeah.
They're not going to try and help you. But if you just go ahead and just put it all like, listen, I know you probably can't help me, but I'm trying to get here. And people will go and like, listen, hey, I got you here. You go ahead and get your ticket, and they give it to you. Maybe they don't say a word to you. They just hand you your ticket, and you look down your ticket, and you're in first class or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're ever in that situation, just go for the kindness route.
They might intentionally screw somebody over that's mean and give
you their ticket. Every time. The minute you start yelling at them, I was with Gruden. We were in Indianapolis one time at the Combine, and he started in on a we were trying to fly back to Green Bay, and he started in on this guy, and I looked at him. I said, John, shut up. Just shut up. I go, this guy's going to try and help us here. Just shut the hell up.
It's like yelling at the refs.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, he didn't say a word. He handed us two, and sure enough, John looked down and like, you know. But it was. I'm like, listen, you don't yell at these people. They're already having a bad enough day at it.
Yeah.
you know?
Well, and you know how complete their power and authority is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't repercussions.
They can either get you on an airplane somewhere else, or you're going to be going down and renting a car and driving.
Every time I feel like I'm flying, it's the place where I feel like I have the least rights in the entire world.
You really don't.
Like, take me to a communist country. Yeah. I feel like I'll have more rights than inside of an airplane. You know, and it has to be that way so they can remain profitable. We don't have any more money to give them for plane tickets. So they can't increase the price. So they got to find new ways to screw us over that saves them money.
The flight attendants are the same way.
Yeah.
Just be overly nice. They've probably had a lot worse than those gate agents too, flying around and all that.
Oh yeah, they're on the front lines of dealing with the frustration, and they're tasked with lying to you. Yeah. You know, they have to lie to you and then come back with a smile on their face 15 minutes later and tell you something different and then pretend like it's going to be all right. Around the Base is coming up next here, Woolchuck. What's in store?
What's it like facing Jacob deGrom? That's next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.